At the very end of the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that the measure with which we measure will in turn be measured back to you. Now he's talking in the context here of forgiveness, of charity, praying for our enemies, of kindness. We can ask ourselves, what is the measure that I am extending to others? Am I kind? Am I forgiving? Do I practice charity? That's what he's talking about. And he makes very clear that what he's talking about are not about our friends. He's talking about the people who are not our friends. So it makes it even more difficult. What he is addressing is something that is very, very hard for us as human beings, to be able to be treated badly by somebody and not to be angry, not to lash out, not to get vengeance, not to treat someone the way that they've treated us, but rather treat them the way that we would want them to treat us. These are hard things. And yet we recognize that this is exactly what he did and what he continues to do, what he even does for you and me. Think about the mercy that he's extended to us, how often he's forgiven us for how many things, how often we could honestly look at it and say, he has every right to be angry at me, to send a lightning bolt and just wipe me out, to do whatever it is. And he doesn't do that. Instead, he continues to love. He continues to be patient. He continues to be kind. So he's not asking anything of us that he wasn't willing to do himself when he was in this world, and that he isn't doing now toward us. It's even one thing to look back 2,000 years ago and say, yeah, look at what he did. But then we have to just look at ourselves and say, look at what he continues to do. And I realize we could all say, yeah, but he's God. Of course, you know, he can do that. Well, what did St. Paul say? The natural comes first and then the spiritual. And so just as we are in the image of Adam, we are human, so now we are baptized. And so we are to take on the likeness of the one from heaven. You and I have been made children of God. That's one of the things that happened at the moment that we were baptized. We became children of God. And so therefore, Jesus tells us, we have to be like our Heavenly Father. We have to take on the image of the one from heaven. That's just part of our nature. The earthly part's pretty easy for us. That comes naturally. To be like the one from heaven is something that is supernatural, which means it's not something that we can do by ourselves. Try as you may, you can't become a child of God by anything you can do. Therefore, try as you may, you can't act as God does without his help. It requires grace. We have been lifted up to that supernatural level of acting and being, but we still need the help to be able to operate on that level. So we need to pray for that. And it's easy just to be able to excuse ourselves and to be able to have all kinds of rationalizations. Yeah, but look at what this person has done to me, or whatever it might be. It doesn't work. Look at what we've done to him. And still he continues to love and to forgive, to be patient, to be kind. That's what he's asking from us. to treat others the way that he has treated us. We can look at this even in a different context, and I think a very important context right now, because the church, it looks like, is beginning now to go through her passion. And if some of the things being talked about are in fact correct, it's going to get really ugly. I think we are coming to the point where it is exactly what Jesus spoke to his apostles when he said, "This night, your faith in me will be shaken." It's going to get ugly. It's going to get really ugly. And we are all going to be tempted, on one hand, to walk away. But we have to remember just the words of St. Peter when he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." But the other side is that we're going to be tempted to lash out. And so we look at that first reading. And it's one thing, as we were talking a minute ago, about looking at people who've done things to us, people that we're angry with, whatever. Now we put ourselves into a different category of people, the anointed of the Lord. As things progress, I'm afraid that some of the people at the Vatican and the bishops are not going to be looking too good. And we need to be very careful. We need to condemn something that needs to be condemned. If someone has done something evil, absolutely, that needs to be condemned. But we need to learn from David. Strike not God's anointed. That's going to be really hard. But think of the situation that David had. He literally was right there in front of Saul. I mean, literally standing at Saul's head. And Saul had brought 3,000 men to search out and to kill David. David has this opportunity. And he said, "No, I will not strike God's anointed." Now, we're not talking about the anointed as who's the king of Israel. We're talking about those who are anointed as bishops. And I think we all have to acknowledge that what we've seen has been pretty pathetic. So like I said, I'm not trying to suggest that we should say, "Oh, aren't they all wonderful?" Not at all. And I think what may be coming down the pike, it's going to get really ugly. So we need to be prepared for that. Making that clear distinction, we must condemn what is evil. But we must be very careful. As the old saying goes, love the sinner but hate the sin. That's what we're going to have to practice. And we're going to have to be able to look beyond the absolute failures of the human persons. This is the Lord's church. And right now, we have very weak people that are leading it. And it's going to be easy to walk away from that. It's going to be easy to focus on just the natural level. But remember, St. Paul said, now we are spiritual. We have to keep our focus on the Lord. I've been telling you for the last few years, the church is going to be crucified. And it's not going to be fun. Because we're going to be crucified with her. Now, as this stuff starts coming out, again, we can walk away. But what good is that going to do us? We must remain faithful to Jesus. Let him take care of these people. If they have done evil, they are going to have to stand before Jesus. We can condemn the evil. Let Jesus handle the people. We need to make the distinction perhaps even clearer. The difference between the office and the person in the office. The office of the episcopate, that is, of the bishop, is an office that was founded by Jesus Christ. And we must have respect for that office. If the person in the office proves himself to be a rather unfortunate soul, yeah, you don't have to have a whole lot of respect for what he's doing. But you must respect the office. It's easy to forget those distinctions, especially when we see evil things happening. But if you can keep bringing that back, strike not God's anointed. Just remember that. There was in this diocese a particular priest who was falsely accused by somebody. And this person just kept up and kept up and kept up. And one day, the person had gone for a walk down along the river and apparently had slipped on the rocks or something, fallen down and broken his neck. Somebody found him, thankfully, face up. But there was an elderly priest, a very holy man, who rarely said anything. So when he did speak, everybody paid attention because he spoke so little. And somebody had come to dinner and said, "Did you hear about so-and-so? Somebody found him down by the river and he had slipped and he had broken his neck." This was the man who had been giving this priest all this trouble. This elderly priest simply looked up and quoted what we just heard. "Strike not God's anointed." Then just put his head back down and continued to eat. People who told me the story said you could just feel the stuff come across the table, like, whoa. We need to remember that. Need to remember that as we move forward. Be very careful. Maintain the charity. You have to be forgiving. Now, to remember, to forgive does not mean to say it was okay. If the things that are starting to be hinted at are in fact true, this is going to be heinous. We cannot, in any way, shape, or form, say that some of these things are okay, ever. So we're not being asked to say that. To forgive means I need to draw a line in the sand and I need to move on. It means I just need to let it go. Not let it go in the sense of saying it's not a big deal or it's okay or anything, because it is not. It's a matter of how we deal with it on the inside. Objectively, if somebody has done something that is heinously wrong, they need to be arrested, they need to be dealt with. So again, we're not saying let somebody off the hook. That's not what forgiveness means. Forgiveness is an interior thing. You and I are going to have to practice being like the man of heaven. We are going to have to practice the spiritual part of who we are. We are going to have to act in a supernatural way because we have been raised up to that supernatural level. This might shake us to the core. We don't know what's coming. It's not looking good. So we need to pray. We need to keep our focus on Jesus. If we look at the human beings, we're just going to walk away. We're going to say, forget it. We don't have faith because of a pope, because of a cardinal, because of a bishop, or because of a priest. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, only in Jesus Christ. Everyone else, from the pope all the way down, is a sinner. So all we have to do is look back at ourselves, recognize that we're sinners too. And if the Lord is willing to forgive me, I have to be willing to forgive as well. They need to let him deal with those that he has chosen. They're his anointed. He'll handle it. We don't have to. So don't worry about that. Just worry about what's going on the inside and take on the form of the man from heaven, because you have been made heavenly. Act in that supernatural way because you have been raised up to that supernatural level. Act as a son or a daughter of God because you are a son or a daughter of God. That's what Jesus is telling us in the gospel. The measure with which we measure will be measured back to us. If we're not willing to forgive, we can't be forgiven. If we're not willing to exercise and practice charity, charity isn't going to be given to us. So look into your own heart and ask yourself in your day-to-day life or whatever goes on with the church, is my heart generous, charitable, forgiving, kind? Then that's what I can expect that God is going to do to me. If my heart is closed, angry, nasty, mean, unforgiving, whatever, then that's what I have to expect is coming back. So the Lord is asking some very difficult things. It's always been difficult for 2,000 years. You and I may have to be dealing with the most difficult thing in 2,000 years. So we need to be prepared. What a perfect time, as Lent is about upon us, that the church needs to be purified. St. Peter said very clearly that the purification begins in the house of God, and then it goes out from there. So it has to come first. Looks like we're getting ready. So God will handle it on that level. We just need to be ready on the inside. Be prepared. Start, make sure your prayer life is in good order. Pray for the people. Pray for the pope, pray for the bishops, pray for whoever is involved in whatever, so that at least that's the greatest work of charity. That will open our hearts with greater charity so that we can have that right disposition, that spiritual, heavenly disposition as we start walking through this time, as we start moving deeper into the passion of the Lord, into the passion of the church, then we will be faithful to the end. Those are the ones Jesus pronounced blessed, those who remain faithful to the end, not those who run away, those who remain faithful. So, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Stay faithful to Jesus and do what he did, so that the measure with which you measure is going to be measured back to you.